Welcome to the Finance Show of tiptv.co.uk. It is Wednesday, the 15th of February, and thankfully we've all survived the Valentine's Day jiggery pokery. Is that the right word? Probably not the right phrase, actually. I managed to avoid Moose's invite for drinks yesterday after work. I stood him up. It's just blatant. It wasn't romantic enough for me, but maybe next year. Plenty going on with the Fed and the markets. Janet Yellen trying to keep a job, I presume.
Well, she said she's not going to leave, but I'm not sure.
How does she know?
Well, quite. It doesn't seem to be quite in her hand. There's this weird trend of central bankers all announcing their future job prospects at the moment, isn't there? Mark Carney, over the course of last summer, saying, well, actually, I'm only going to be here a certain time. Janet Yellen talking about job prospects. If I asked you on every Tip TV, how much longer do you think you'll be employed? It'd get a bit weird, I think.
Probably 3 minutes, just as long as the interview. But Yellen, in order to keep a job, she's got to talk like Trump, which is probably quite a mean feat for her. But saying that there's going to be a ramp up in interest rates, but she's not really said that either.
No, I think the problem, if she wants to appease Donald Trump, is that she has to kind of work out what he wants her to do. And I'm not sure he has a very clear idea of what he would like a central bank to do, other than just kind of be a force for good in the world, kind of do what he says. If you're looking at the data, she's going to have to raise interest rates kind of 3 times this year. March might be a time where she starts to think about it.
But is the reason that the Dow is soaring like a homesick angel because people have taken the view that she's not going to do it?
I think people have, for once, for the first time in 6 months, a year, 5 years, stopped looking at central bankers. I saw her on TV yesterday and I thought, wow, this is the first time I've seen a central banker interviewed since Donald Trump properly got into power. And I think people have been ignoring it.
So we've gone from the monetary to the fiscal side, and it's the end of the dominance of the central bankers for now.
Well, I think if you see Donald Trump, or indeed Europe or the UK, disappoint on the fiscal side, if things start to turn south in the economy and politicians fight amongst themselves rather than saying, I'm going to spend loads on infrastructure, then we go back to central bank watching. I really hope we don't, because it's much more enjoyable to not scrutinise their every word.
Okay, well, let's look at the slides of the day. The most popular in business and finance. EDF shrinks dividends as weak energy market drags on earnings, according to The Telegraph. I'm not sure whether you're an expert on EDF.
No, I mean, it's one of those... EDF as an energy provider is caught up in this battle where they told customers that, as the oil price fell, they were going to lower their rates. The oil price shot back up and they're now suffering from that. I'm really surprised they didn't hedge more.
They need to keep their promise.
Well, they certainly are.
It's unusual for corporates to do that.
No, they're raising prices already for individual, but not their dividends.
Okay, so the shareholders are suffering at the expense of the customers. That's unusual.
It is reasonably unusual, but I suspect it will revert fairly shortly.
Okay, that's good. Next up, we've got Peugeot Chief shifts to expansion mode with Iron Opal deal, according to Bloomberg. Consolidation in the car market after the emissions non-scandal?
Yeah, emissions non-scandal, right? Volkswagen best-selling cars this year, over last year, despite the fact that they cheat those tests. It's been a while since we've seen some proper consolidation in the car industry. I think it would be reasonably welcome. Everyone makes, if this is a secret, basically the same kind of cars.
Oh, right, okay. All right, well, I'll pass that on to the design department of these various organisations. Commentary from the Investors Chronicle. Yesterday's testimony to Congress, Federal Reserve Chair Yellen told them that the FOMC expects the evolution of the economy to warrant further gradual increases in the federal funds rate. Waiting too long to remove accommodation would be unwise, and speaking in any specific terms would obviously be totally out of character.
Yes, waiting too long to remove it would be unwise, but also doing it too quickly would be unwise.
Fudging the issue, fuzzy words, fuzzy language.
Absolutely, let us do what we want, and we won't tell you ahead of time. This kind of whatever it was called, communication policy, is I think fading.
But it looks to me the markets have decided that whether she does it or not, it's going to be so gradual and it's going to be so gentle and painless that it might as well almost not be happening.
I think the consensus out there is that the Fed is going to let the economy run hot. And everyone's kind of happy with that. Now they're convinced the economy is running hot. Everyone thinks, fine, brilliant, let it go.
Okay, that's good. Next, we've got more commentary from the Investor Chronicle with the EU Commissioner for Economic Affairs flying to Athens, obviously on a low-cost airline, for talks with Prime Minister Tsipras and Finance Minister Tsakalotos in an effort to break the impasse between the Greek government rather than the Geek government. Easy mistake to make, and the Troika, in order to release another 6 billion tranche of bailout aid. 6 billion, nothing really, just a little check.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually quite a small amount given how much Greece owes the rest of the world. I think this is a saga we didn't see last year in the summer. No Greek crisis.
Presumably, the 6 billion is a bit like when you have a credit card bill and you can just pay the minimum amount, which is like £5.
Yeah, I think
you've got like £3,000 to pay.
Yeah, Greece wants to kind of basically transfer to another
credit
card.
They can't even afford the minimum payment.
Not without a lot of serious help from all the people it owes the money to.
They just forgive and forget, that's my economic calendar. US consumer price index, core retail sales, so decent numbers to come. Fed Yellen's speech again, and then crude oil inventories later today.
Yeah, inflation in the US.
Right, FX sentiment powered by Oanda clients. Big movers there are going more bullish on dollar CAD, clearly betting that 130 won't break, which has so far been a bet to make. More bullish on euro, which gives me the view that the euro is going down, let's say, on that situation. More bearish on the Aussie dollar, which suggests to me that it's going to go straight through 77. And then much more bearish on euro sterling, which I suppose looks correct at the moment, given the way that, you know, we're looking for the Frexit, etc.
Yeah, I think you'd lean towards that on euro sterling. I'm not sure about the euro dollar. No. I kind of tend with you on that.
That looks like, I mean, it's below, I think it's around 105.50. Mm. It looks like it's just going to drift, unless Trump can say something amazing. It looks like that's heading lower, but we'll see what happens. Next, we have the Co report, Russell 2000. Nice little break there of that consolidation since the beginning of September. Uptrend is reasserting. Non-overbought, so plenty of gas in the tank, and only a break below 13.50 would raise concern. And copper futures, which I suppose is the Trump bump trade, really. It's been the one to go for. Consolidating well around that 200-day moving average and presumably threatening to head higher?
Yes. I think there's a lot of optimism throughout the commodity market. Wherever you look, they're all double digits higher than they are last year, I think with the exception of soybean oil. And I'm not an expert on what soybean oil is used for.
It's not really very important anyway. No problem. Okay, next up we've got the trade of the day, which is GlaxoSmithKline daily chart. Symmetrical triangle breakout revenue is on the rise, despite fears over Trump and Clinton bashing the big drugs companies. Maybe that could still happen, though. Buy around 1587, objective 1631, a fib level, and stops below 1560. So that looks like a reasonable risk-reward trade. And then going on to the broker recommendations, which I picked out, clearly it's the first two are mining plays, overweight and Acacia Mining, which didn't require too much imagination. But we've got a slight difference between the two brokers there, Jefferies and JP Morgan. And then JP Morgan giving us a lot of help there, Anglo-American overweight. We'll see, you know, steady as she goes.
Perfect.
No problem there. And then finally, Reckitt Benckiser, a bit of a pause for thought there in the market after the baby food acquisition. But on that note, Ben Kumar's investment manager at Seven Investment Management, thank you for opening the Tip TV Finance Show today.